This is HPR episode 2495 entitled, 10 Years of Zoke. It is hosted by Zoke and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, tomorrow marks 10 years since his first episode, and Zoke talks a bit about HPR.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Zoke on IRC, and I'm going to talk to you about the sysinternal suite, doing part two on the sysinternal suite.
Don't turn around.
Welcome again to one of my insightful shows. I'm going to be talking about the hosts file, my favourite Linux apps. Installing Zubuntu. Hack this site. Today, I'm installing Windows. A bit about encryption. Programming 101. Part two. Part three. Part four. How to set your monitor up, something Stephen Fry did. Copyright.
Script I wrote about spam. Wireless, Windows 7 Ultimate spam. DDWRT.
I have a question.
I'm here with Dave Kennedy. At
Paul Colberts.
PWGen.
Share X. This really is Zoke this time. And those are just some of the episodes I've done over the past 10 years. Yes, HPR 40. On the 24th of February 2008, I debuted with Sysinternals Part 1. Since then, I have done over 30 episodes on many different subjects. I just played most of the intros for you, and you can actually tell when I changed microphones. 2008, I did 13 episodes, a couple on Sysinternals, a Doctor Who, some security episodes, and I actually started my Programming 101 series. 2009, I did 6 episodes continuing the programming and some on copyright. 2010, I did 5 episodes on various things. 2011, I actually only did a single episode on DDWRT. 2012, I actually did a single call-in episode, and that was it. My daughter was actually born at this stage, causing a big gap until 2015 when I did 2 interviews on DerbyCon. 2017, I only did a single episode, which is HPR 2393 on PWGen. And 2018, this year, so far I've done 2 episodes. Well, this is the second one. I have slowed down over the years, mainly due to my daughter taking lots of my time. 10 years, it's longer than any job I've actually ever had. Just. In fact, since I came to the US, I have had 4 jobs. I've become an American citizen, technically dual nationality, because I wasn't required, although they suggest you give up your birth nationality. 2.5 times my daughter's age. Since I started, there have been 3 prime ministers and 3 US presidents. Facebook had about 100 million users. Twitter was just taking off. Snapchat didn't exist, and neither did Lyft or Uber. Bitcoin was a gleam in, well, whoever it was that made it. The AI bot known as Satoshi Nakamoto, possibly. It's actually an amusing conspiracy theory that an AI bot created Bitcoin because it needs the CPU cycles to get smarter, so you make everyone run the Bitcoin miners, giving the AI all those juicy, juicy CPU cycles. We had a horrible slow DSL connection that was about 750k down, although that was still much faster than my first modem that had a button to switch between 12 and 2400 baud. It was also the size of an old laptop and weighed even more. I think my favourite word I use is so. I actually seem to use it all the time, although I am very consciously trying not to use it too much. I tend to use it as a bridge word. So, anyway, blah 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 blah. I have met several of the HPR correspondents, Mrs. Zoke of course, Tottenkopf, lots of the old Infonomicon people. I met Lord D just once, unfortunately. Low-Tech, John Doc, Slick Zero, Sporus, Dossman, Miravenji, Zach, probably others, so apologies if I missed anyone else I've met. This is also HPR's 10th year. I had episode 40, as mentioned, which was about 2 months after it started. HPR episode 1 with Stangdog was aired New Year's Eve 2007. I remember being in IRC actually before then, and they were talking about it with the techie people, and I thought I would do an episode or two. I hated my first episode. Still hate my voice. Sounds so much better in my head. I actually sent the episode to Dave Yates first to see what he thought. He said I was natural and I should do more, so if you don't like me, send hate mail his way. Some personal stats. My Python episodes actually took the longest. I was writing the script and the code and then checking the code, although I did actually manage to get a job because of it. Well, I got an interview probably, but I'm going to say that I got a job for it. I actually had Google approach me as well because I put Python in my LinkedIn profile and they did contact me about it, although they ended up wanting more experience than I had. And they have limits on if you apply, you can't apply for a few years if you fail. So we decided that it was better for me to walk away at that stage. Dave and Ken actually sent me some stats. The top contributors are, drum roll, I don't actually have a drum, so just imagine a drum roll. Number one is, of course, Klaatu. I don't think I need to tell anyone that he does the most. He seems to record something every day and twice on Sundays. This is ignoring the community news, by the way, as otherwise Dave would be top. But Klaatu is top with 187 shows. Ken Fallon has 146. Ahuka has 132. HPR Volunteers, 123. Dave Morris has 80. John Culp has 71. TGTM, so that's Talk Geek to Me, isn't it? News Team have 45. Various hosts and Sigflap Tai 44, and Dan has 43. And then somewhere under there I am with 32. I was looking at the download stats, at least the ones we have, and I'll come back to that. Episode 40, my first Sys Internals, is actually still getting downloaded a couple of times a week. I should probably do an updated episode. They have updated some of the apps. Okay, they've pretty much updated all of them since then, but a couple have been combined and renamed, and so I should probably do another episode on that. If you want, you can go to http://archive.org/details/hackerpublicradio. You can actually sort by downloads. The caveat here is we've only done this for a little bit, so this is only actually recent downloads, and it does give you some numbers, which, as I am not top, obviously wrong. Apparently my top episode is the recent one on ShareX with almost 500 downloads, but given that this is only the recent downloads, it does make sense. Feel free to look through this some more, but I don't think there's much I can say about this yet. Maybe in 10 years for the 20th anniversary, we'll have some better numbers by then. I did look through the stats Dave and Ken sent, and again, caveat is we lost the server logs quite some time back. So again, these are wrong. But it does say the most downloaded episode are Enigmas, specifically HPR 385, Why Zandros Doesn't Suck, with a whopping 57,388 downloads, at least at the time they sent the info to me. Ken does say he thinks this is because people think that Enigma is the band, and these are the band's bootlegs. You can go to wikipedia.org, Enigma Musical Project, and look it up there. My top show is Python Programming Part 3 with a little over 4,000 listens, which I guess means I need to apologize to 4,000 people for never actually finishing that series properly. The least downloaded shows are, unsurprisingly, the ones just before we switched over to the Internet Archive, although ignoring any shows with 3 downloads, which for some reason is basically every single non-episode or future episode, the least downloading shows are in reverse order: HPR 0000 with 69, HPR 8218 with 60, HPR 9999 with 29, HPR 3755 with 26, and 3754 with 24. Now I guess the 4 zeros and the 4 nines does kind of make sense top and bottom, but why on earth people are downloading 8218, 3755, 3754? It looks like it's an automated script to me, but I really think someone does need to listen to one of the HPR programming series again and fix their stuff. I've learned numerous things from HPR episodes, even just little things here and there, but there are lots of things I've learned about, just things I found interesting. Some people that just do episodes and you just want to listen to, you don't care what they talk about, you just want to hear them talk. Some of my favorite episodes, in no particular order, and no means my entire favorite list, but some of my favourites are any episode talking about recording audio. I always learn at least one trick from these. Any episode talking about useful apps, file extensions, and similar things like that. I do actually enjoy finding new apps. There was actually a running joke about me and interviews at work. whenever I've been involved in interviewing someone, I always ask what their favorite text editor is. Now, I used to say that there's no wrong answers, but then someone proved me wrong. So now I say that I don't actually care what you say. I'm more interested in the why. I really don't care what your favorite editor is. I want to know why it is your favorite. For example, you can say plain old notepad. It's more of why you find that interesting to prove that you actually understand IT and have worked in there. If you turn around and say, yeah, I'm in a Windows background, I love Notepad because it's always there. If you're copying something from a website, paste it into Word, you used to do that horrible trying to put all the HTML in, drop it in Notepad, copy and paste it from there back into whatever, and it strips out all the extra HTML. You want to turn around and say Vi or Emacs for the same reason in Linux. That's great. You can turn around and say Notepad++ because it's fantastic. That's fine. Just don't do what this one guy said and say Word. Yeah, anyway. Episodes about favorite podcasts, although I do actually have plenty enough to listen to, thanks, but I always enjoy hearing about other people's favorite podcasts. There were several episodes about SSH tunneling, which I actually ended up not using, but I was looking at it for a while and it did help me understand some more things about networking. Uberchicks did a programming is art, which I completely agree with. Programming is an art form, just some people are not very good at it. Lost in Bronx, pretty much anything he does, actually. The What's in My Bag episodes I do enjoy and then end up adding things on my Amazon wish list, and then I carry way too much stuff around in my bag. Sigflup talking about mental health. Even just the episodes where people were talking about making coffee and then other people replied back about how they made coffee. There are some I skipped over, I will be honest here. There are some where people have talked about it and I know about it or I don't care about it at all. I'm like, I'm just going to skip this. I do at least listen to the beginning of every single one and make a decision if I care or not. The only ones that actually I do skip always are my own episodes because I hate the sound of my own voice again. Also, I've listened to them 4 or 5 times as I've recorded, listened back, realized I've screwed things up, re-recorded, listened again, re-recorded, listened again. And the theory is that I don't screw the audio up and have massive issues where I'm only playing out of one ear or something. I did that once, so I don't want to do it again. I would like to thank each and everyone involved in the podcast, from people running the websites, the contributors, to just people who listen and make up our listenership. HPR truly is a community podcast and it would not exist without you. As always, do please consider recording a follow-up episode on this or an episode on pretty much anything. The general idea is that if you're interested enough to make an episode, someone's going to be interested enough to listen to it. Thank you to everyone who has recorded an episode. Thank you to everyone who's taught me stuff. Thank you to everyone I've met. Thank you to everyone who listens. Here's to another 10 years.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.